We are speaking to, and we're lucky to be speaking again, to the editor of Booker Magazine for the issue number 7, Komiya Murphy.
Hey, Steph. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem. I always get excited when I get a text from one of you guys saying that there's a new issue out.
Oh, it was so cute. I texted, hey, hope you're having a good day. You went, I'm always having a good day.
I am always having a good day, especially when it's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Even better. You are moving into your 7th issue, which is coming out next week.
Next week, next Friday, 17th. So we've got a launch party on 17th of October, Friday night. And it's Marrickville Warehouse situation for incredible DJs. I'm really excited to see the magazine. So
yeah.
Just finalizing it right now.
For anybody who doesn't know, Booker Magazine is an independent magazine covering and highlighting artists from around Sydney, Eora, and some other places around Australia with collaborations from Moonlighting from Canberra as well.
Yeah.
Where they guys collaborated last time and again now.
Yes, they're really great. So they're Claudia and Riley, who run an arts collective in Canberra, and they're our beautiful, lovely editors. And they've organised 2 great interviews, actually, for this issue with Joan Ross and Curta Cocaine. And, yeah, they're very, coordinated and wise, you know.
It's always good to have someone to look up to.
Totally.
And it is issue 7, and it's a quad annual release, Booker Magazine.
Vaguely
quarterly.
Don't expect
release.
One in December, but yeah. It's definitely quarterly.
Book is on a holiday in December.
Yeah, book is on holiday, maybe January.
Yeah.
Quarterly, 3.5 monthly, maybe.
But yeah. What can readers expect from this issue coming out?
They can expect everything. We've got a really, really great variety of photography, creative writing, poetry, interviews, and analysis sort of pieces. And it's, yeah, such a great mix of all these lovely local artists and, platforms. Some of the things we were just chatting about. We have Distorted, who takes sort of film photos of rave culture around Sydney.
Yeah, they're really cool. I've seen them. They're the kind of people, whenever I'm at an event, someone's always like, oh, that's the guy from Distorted.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying around the camera. They're going to really cool events, and it's kind of nice to have this kind of culture that is still quite small, documented somewhere, so you know that it actually does exist.
And documented in such a nice way, and I think it's film photography, so it's all, very deliberate and very, I don't know.
It's very, in the moment, because there's weird stuff going on at some of those events. People are in weird places, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I saw you always also got an interview with Zion Garcia.
Yes.
Who's, a Western Sydney artist, really cool stuff. He's got star power.
He's got total film star power.
Yeah.
Just released an incredible album, the new Film Star EP, I think, the new Film Star. I was at a gig where he was, I guess, debuting it, and it was, so captivating and energetic, and everyone there was really on board.
Yeah. He's one of those kind of people that you look at and be like, they're going to be huge.
Totally.
I feel the same way about shout out Sweet Boy Sonnet.
Shout out. I love Sweet Boy
Sonnet. I know.
I think there are so many great artists who really capture the, I don't know, personality of being incredible and creative and energetic while also being very nice.
Yeah, exactly. People. And lovely as well.
Yeah. Totally.
Speaking of lovely, you have a piece by Gus McHugh, who's a longtime Wednesday Drive host.
Mm-hmm. I just learned this. That's, he's such a sweet guy.
Shame he never shows up to the show anymore.
He left us.
No,
this could be the public invitation.
Yeah, Komiya and I were both just saying he's one of the loveliest people, and he has amazing email etiquette.
Incredible. I sent him, when I was organizing the launch party, the email to all the contributors, and his reply was very simple. It's rock and roll.
You guys also have a feature with photography from artists playing at Lazy Thinking.
Yes. So that's done by Valerie Joy, a big regular at Booker. She's done a lot of photography work, and very fortunately we've had her back in for this upcoming issue. And Lazy Thinking as well. It's just such a wonderful, now not-for-profit artist music space.
Yeah. Last time we had you on, we talked about how Booker Magazine is helping to create or like work within the scene of like DIY or like upcoming artists in Sydney and like cultivating a really good scene. And all these people that we've just talked about, like Gus and Distorted and Lazy Thinking, and even Sonnet, where we saw at Fresco, who we interviewed on Wednesday Drive a couple of weeks ago.
Shout out Fresco.
Yeah. It's really nice to see, like, it isn't just something we talk about on the radio. Like, this is happening and there's people working and helping each other and they're appearing in different places and connecting the scene in a really, like, amazing way. Like, you guys and Lazy Thinking and Fresco are doing such, like, amazing work to create these third spaces for people in Sydney.
Hey, and you guys. Community radio is totally that. Everyone wants to be there and to help out and to be involved. It's so nice. Yeah.
Well, we are about to finish Wednesday Drive. One of my notes here says community is blossoming, lots of exclamation marks. but we just quickly wanted to go, before we go, talk about the launch party that's coming on October 17th, next week.
So some of the best DJs in the city. We've got Crescendo of FBI Radio's Sunset.zip. Sunset.zip. And she's an incredible DJ, as well as Hasboy and Kai Kai and Boy Girl. And Boy Girl, I want to shout out, who's also contributing to the magazine, writing about God and the internet. And then they've incorporated all of this liturgical music into their DJ set, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Everyone who works at Booker Mag is cooler than you. Just remember that.
Not true. Everyone on Wednesday Drive is cooler than you. Well, anyway, come to the launch. Say hi to us. Next Friday. And on the Booker Magazine internet.
Get a ticket, profile. Guys. It's going to be amazing. I was at the last party and it was super crazy lit. Well, anyway, that is the end of Wednesday Drive. Thank you so much, Cormier Murphy.
Thank you so much, Steph.
Full government name for coming on. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it was a great chat. Such a privilege to be able to listen to it. Thank you so much as well. Sunday Drive is what we're called now. I wish we could be every single week, but unfortunately, yes, as Steph was saying, we've come to the end of the show this Wednesday afternoon.